Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The state of Texas says it doesn't need billions of dollars in federal school funding if it means obeying a federal directive to allow transgender students to use bathrooms and locker rooms that are consistent with their gender identity. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says the state will find a way to come up with at least some of that money. But White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the directive came from requests for guidance from school administrators.
They sought guidance because they're not interested in a political argument. They're actually interested in practical suggestions about how they confront this challenge that they face every day.
Earnest also says schools face no additional requirements, but the Republican governor of Arkansas is telling schools to ignore the directive, calling it social engineering. Tensions flared in a Minneapolis courtroom today during the trial of three Somali Americans charged with planning to travel to Syria to join Islamic State. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports the judge ordered a short recess to restore order.
The first day of testimony from one of the men who had been part of the Twin Cities group who had allegedly planned to join ISIS was expected to be fraught. Witness for the prosecution, 20-year-old Abdullahi Yusuf, had been testifying about how he and the defendants planned to travel to Syria when there was an outburst in the back of the courtroom. Some friends of one of the defendants began complaining about Yusuf's testimony. "Your son is a spy," they told his mother. She responded and was ejected from the courtroom for talking. The judge later brought her back and apologized. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, Minneapolis.
There were no fireworks at the White House today when President Obama played host to five Nordic leaders. And as Scott Horsley reports, the group found plenty of common ground when it comes to security, commerce, and steps to combat climate change.
President Obama likes to tell colleagues international relations would be a lot easier if all other countries behaved like the Scandinavians. That good feeling was on display when Obama met with leaders of Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Finland, and Iceland.
There was probably too much agreement to make for as exciting a multilateral meeting as I sometimes participate in.
Leaders discussed their joint efforts to counter ISIS and potential Russian aggression, to assist Syrian refugees, and address global warming in the Arctic. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The country's producer price index rose in April for the first time in 3 months. The Labor Department says the PPI, which measures changes before they reach the consumer, rose 0.2% in April. Wall Street lower by the closing bell. The Dow down 185 points. That's down more than 1%, closing at 17,535. The Nasdaq down 19 points at 47.17, and the S&P 500 down 17. This is NPR News. Almost 2 weeks after a wildfire broke out in Alberta, Canada, the country's prime minister visited the province today to see the damage. 88,000 people were evacuated from the city of Fort McMurray, and officials still aren't saying when people can return home. More than 2,400 structures have been destroyed, but the fire has now moved away from the town. Cleanup crews are responding to an oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports Shell Oil says the leak is under control.
The leak created a large oil sheen stretching 2 by 13 miles just off the coast of Louisiana. The Coast Guard says more than 88,000 gallons of oil leaked from a Shell flow line into the Gulf. It's near Shell's Brutus platform, about 90 miles south of Port Fourchon. Shell says it has isolated the leak and shut in 4 production wells that were connected to the line. The company says the oil is likely coming from the subsea infrastructure and that this is not a well control incident. The Federal Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement says no injuries were reported. Cleanup crews will work to recover the spilled oil. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Retail sales in many categories rose in April. The Commerce Department says retail sales rose a seasonally adjusted 1.3% last month. That's after a drop in March. But auto sales rose higher, up 3.2%, and online purchases rose 2.1%. Crude oil prices lower by the closing bell today, down 0.7%, ending at $46.37 a barrel. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.